Why?
Robinson's first report came in.
And?
Nothing, Terry.
Nothing at all from his Chicago operative?
Nothing at all.
Oh.
But dinner's ready.
What was that, Ella?
Well, see, it says dinner's ready, and I saw Terry, and you were right about the roast beef. It's beautiful, and the table's ready. Stephen isn't talking to the studio and sending us a private plane whenever we travel from around, don't you?
Mason rises and, following his secretary, walks the length of the giant private plane to the dining table. It's only a moment after the close of our last episode, and as you know, Harry and Della are winging their way at record speed to Chicago, where they hope to find May Grant, hope to help her regain the custody of the child Dory. Meanwhile, at this very moment, May is seated across the table from Kitty DiCarlo in a Chicago bar and restaurant, while on a bench lying fast asleep is Dory. Seated beside May, calmly waiting for her to finish the cup of coffee he insisted she drink, is Marcel Blanc. And now...
All right, Miss Marcel?
Hmm?
I finished my coffee.
Good.
Like a civilized woman.
But you are very civilized, Auntie May.
I'd like you to call me Mrs. Grant.
No, I'm sorry.
I'm waiting.
Waiting, Auntie, Mrs. Grant?
You spoke about strangers, civilized strangers. You didn't mean danger to me. You mean danger to her. To the child sitting on that bench.
You raise your voice, Mrs. Grant. You awaken her. That would be too bad.
Real sex?
It's midnight. I thought you loved Joy.
You do.
Then you agree she needs her sleep.
But not you. Not in a place like this.
Oh, as to that, I agree.
But then...
A child like Joy, such a sweet, lovely, unspoiled child. She needs a comfortable bed, loving care, security... All civilization can give her.
You call yourself civilized.
Marcel, she's insulting you.
But it's for you.
You better watch the way you talk to me, Auntie. I'm one of those civilized things.
What? I never figured that out yet.
Shh, Kitty.
Well, she ought to use her head.
Auntie May, pardon me, Mrs. Grant has been through so much this evening. She isn't yet up to thinking straight. But give her a few moments. A cup of coffee should help. She'll start thinking right, Kitty.
I was thinking all the time I drank my coffee, Mr. Marcel.
Blanc, Marcel Blanc.
Mr. Blanc.
You see, you were thinking. That is good.
What were you thinking, Will?
Kitty, be polite to Auntie May.
I'll tell you what I thought. I thought you blessed me at first by threatening Barry. And now I think you're blessing again.
Oh?
Well, I tell you what I'm going to do.
Yes?
I'm going to take a chance on those civilized dangers with which you threatened Barry. And do just what I started to do when I walked over here. I'm going to wake up that child. I'm going to take her back to the air terminal. Get on the first plane from New York for my husband.
And?
I'd like to see you try and stop me. I'll call those men over at the bar for help.
You got a cigarette, girl?
Hmm? Yes, of course, Jenny. Yeah.
Light, too, huh?
Certainly.
Right.
Would you like another drink, dear?
I'm going to do as I said, Mr. Blanc.
Let's wait a minute for another drink, y'all.
Hmm.
Annie May is getting ready to wake the kid.
Yes, I know.
She'll have to learn a lesson the hard way.
Don't we all?
Someone like Annie May never listens to advice.
Get out of this.
How can I?
You don't need to treat children the way you do.
Now listen,
you don't need to feel about children the way you do.
How do you know how I feel about children?
It sticks out all over you. You're sitting as far away from Dory as you can. So Dory will be your child. You may have been, Dory. You hate us. You were afraid to touch us. I don't know why. But I'm sure someone can find out.
Make her shut up, Mark.
Shelly,
keep this up and I'm not going to have him up with the truth.
Sit down, Mrs. Grant.
Dory?
I warn you not to wake that child. I warn you for your own good.
Dory? Dory? Your mom is here.
Don't you know what is going to happen?
I know what I said. I'm going to call those men to help.
Go on, call. Or let me call. I'll call for a cop.
Oh, you won't, Flat. I told you, I've been thinking
with what?
So maybe I'm not smart, Mrs. Wiley, with your father. But I said you were better, and I'm sure of it now.
Now, Auntie May, you're just making difficulty for yourself and the child.
No, and I'll tell you why. Because you don't want trouble.
You figure that, huh?
From the way you slipped Dory away from me. From the way you put off the manager of this place when you came over to inquire. You're afraid of trouble. Afraid of the authorities,
myself.
I can tell from your face I'm right, too. I don't know why you're afraid of me, Sergeant, but I know that you are. Now, you try to stop me from moving, darling, and I won't put you well, but you'll have to face the authorities. Darling.
One moment.
Darling?
You surprise me, Mrs. Grant, with your depth of thinking. Unfortunately, you haven't thought deeply enough.
Partially,
you're right. But you overestimate our aversion to the authorities.
Believe me, no. We don't want any trouble if we can help. But you won't walk out of here with that kid. I'm a mother. I can prove I'm a mother to any cop that ever pounded a beat. And I can prove what you are, too. Not only to the cops, but to this kid.
Quiet, Jerry. Don't take the time.
Why not? And he may be spoiling for trouble. Let's give her some.
Jerry, not yet.
Why not yet? Why sit around with her? Come on, let's let her know what's what. Dolly. Come on, Dolly. Wake up. This is your mama telling you to wake up. Now, come to life, you brat.
Don't take it. She's better.
Come on. Wake up, kid. Don't say mommy again. Do you hear me, kid? I don't like it. You call me mama the way you should.
What are you saying?
Oh, my God. Look, you keep away from this kid or I'll call the police.
Mommy, is it you?
Yes, darling.
I thought you'd never find me.
I thought I'd never find you either, darling. Now, turn up. Go back to sleep.
Are you going to kiss me, mommy? Mommy?
Of course, darling. Then, close your eyes and go back to sleep.
Is it very late?
Oh, it's very, very late.
Where are we going back to Daddy?
In a little while.
That's good. My husband is listening.
Yes, I see.
I took very good care of my wife, Junior. I'm glad you're here, Mommy. I'm so glad you're here.
She's asleep again.
Yes.
Why didn't you keep her awake, Auntie May? Didn't you want to tell her who her real mama is? She's going to find out, you know. Maybe I ought to shake her again and tell her right now.
Yes.
Please what?
Don't.
Why, Auntie May? You're the one who insisted on immediate action.
She's not in such a hurry now. Are you? Are you?
No.
Ah. Then perhaps you are ready to listen to a suggestion.
A suggestion?
Suggestion, proposal. Proposal which may solve all our difficulties, including what could happen to the child.
I don't understand.
How could you? You haven't given him a chance to tell you. I want a drink now myself.
Of course, my dear.
Now.
As soon as Auntie and I move to another table.
Are you going to leave her?
Then pick a table where she can see you in case she wakes up again.
But look, I'm through playing with you. Either do what he says or I'll wake the kid and I'll call the police too.
He means it, Mrs. Grant. Believe me, this time there is no bluff. Now, would you like to move to another table and listen to my proposal? Learn what I meant by the civilized dangers which peril that sleeping child? Would you like to learn how you can protect her from them? Or would you just like to pull the house down on your head and on her head? It's up to you, Anthony.
Look, Marcel, all this talk makes me dry. I want a drink, and I want it now.
What do you think Marcel is going to show May Grant? What does he mean by those civilized dangers which threaten Dory? And why do you suppose he made such a point of getting May to the next table away from Kitty and Dory? Well, we'll learn the answer to that tomorrow, as well as the true nature of the abyss that right now yawns before May Grant. By all means, join us tomorrow.